Jaina leapt in to press the attack and was stunned by how quickly he popped back up. There were more than a dozen used syringes hanging from his shoulder and face. He barely seemed to notice. Letting his lightsaber deactivate and drop to the floor, he reached toward her, making a twisting motion with his hand. Jaina felt her chin twisting around and went with it, using the force to accelerate her whole body into a spin. Still leaping toward Kaidus, bringing her lightsaber around in a clearing arc. She felt the blade meet metal, and the droid's ebony head popped into the air. Then she was on Kaidus, slashing at his head with her lightsaber, bringing her boot toe up under his chin, when he grew predictable and ducked. The kick snapped Kaidus's head back and sent him tumbling over the conveyor belt. Thinking she had just won the advantage, Jaina dropped her free hand toward the lightsaber he had let fall, then barely saved her arm when the crimson blade snap hissed to life and went spinning past. Kaidus's hand shot up on the other side of the conveyor belt and caught the hilt. Then the rest of his body slowly rose into view. His flesh was bulging around the scorch hole in his abdomen, and there were half a dozen syringes planted in his face, almost to the barrels. Jaina brought her lightsaber to high guard and braced her feet, ready for Kaidus's attack. Instead, he deactivated his blade. "Jaina, listen to me." There was a throaty, gurgling quality to Kaidus's voice, and it seemed obvious that the only thing keeping him on his feet was force energy. A lot of it. "You need to get out of my way. I'm trying to save Tenel Ka and Alana." "Sure you are," Jaina scoffed. "Just like you saved Isolder?"
"Isolder would have made the same choice. In fact, he did."
Kaidus clipped his lightsaber to his belt, a trust-building gesture that might have had some meaning had he not been a lying Sith murderer.
"Jaina, we don't have time for this."
"So die already," she said.
Jaina launched herself into a force flip, tumbling over the conveyor belt head down so that she could strike before Kaidus had time to unclip and ignite his lightsaber. Kaidus didn't even try. He simply glanced toward the open mouth of the fusion incinerator. In the next instant, Jaina felt herself rushing toward its searing heat, and it took all her force strength to pull herself aside the half-meter that saved her life. But the durasteel into which she slammed was still scorching, and the pain of impact was nothing compared with the sizzling shock of merely contacting the furnace exterior.